In this episode, we're going to look at several strange missing person cases in the Grand Canyon National Park. Grand Canyon National Park, located in Arizona, draws 5.9 million visitors a year. It's the second most popular national park in the United States, and is also the national park with the second highest number of search and rescue missions. Arizona itself has a startling number of missing persons with 10 open cases per 100,000 people. The Grand Canyon is a staple among road trip itineraries and is one of the most well-known natural features in the United States. The park's 1,200,000 acres encompasses as a section of the Colorado River, as well as the ancestral homeland of 11 native tribes. Trails throughout the Grand Canyon fall under a few different designations, including corridor trails, threshold trails, rim, and primitive trails. Each trail designation has its own difficulty level. Both expert hikers and beginners can find an appropriate trail in the park. However, even those who hike regularly can stumble and lose their footing. On average, there are 12 deaths per year in the Grand Canyon. Many are from falls or dangerous conditions such as overheating. Some people drown in the river that cuts through the canyon. But even more concerning are the number of disappearances in the Grand Canyon. Countless people have turned a corner only to never be seen again. And nothing is ever found to hint at what might have happened to them. No personal belongings, no blood, no footsteps. Let's take a closer look at some of the most interesting missing person cases in America's second most popular national park. Mary Begay worked at the Bright Angel Lodge, located on the canyon's edge near the Grand Canyon Village. It's a beautiful lodge with exposed timber, natural rock, and native-inspired art. On August 1, 1957, Mary and her three friends, also employed at the park, left the employee housing area and went to the Grand Canyon Inn, which is no longer running. At the inn, they had a few drinks. Mary wore a white sweater and pedal pusher pants. She had black hair and brown eyes. She was later seen getting into the car with two unidentified men. There has been no sign of her since. Begay didn't return to work as scheduled and was therefore fired by park authorities. Her belongings were boxed up. Only when her family came to visit was it reported as a missing case. Another unfortunate example of Native American disappearances getting overlooked and mishandled. Mary's family reported her missing to the Navajo Nation authorities, and a year later, the county sheriff's office was made aware. At just 20 years old, disappearing most likely wasn't the plan for Mary Begay. She kept in contact with her family right up until August 1st, when they stopped hearing from her completely, dispelling theories that she may have simply run away. Rumors would later surface that Begay moved to Los Angeles or Oregon, but no proof was ever brought forward, and the authorities thought it was highly unlikely that she would simply leave her life and family behind. Initially, bones found just outside of the Grand Canyon on October 31, 1958 were thought to be Begay's, but further testing showed that there was not a match. Interestingly, the bones were never matched to anyone, leading to just another cold case in the Grand Canyon area. Justin Lee Richardson was only 13 years old when he went missing while hiking with friends. Justin was described as a very popular teen, possibly dabbling in drugs and alcohol for a year before his disappearance. He entered the woods near the Grand Canyon with three male friends in the area of the Kaibab National Forest on June 29, 2001. It's a beautiful landscape of pines, elk, meadows, and bison. Justin hiked with three friends, all of whom ranged in age from 18 to 21. Despite his young age, there was speculation by authorities that Justin might have been partying with the group under the influence of drugs. The following events are definitely strange and support the idea that Justin and his companions may have not been quite in their right minds. Of the group, two friends got separated. Justin and another friend went to Tucson, Arizona, and asked for help locating the missing pair. Unknown to Justin, they were found by the Grand Canyon Railway employees, just south of Tusayan. Justin and another friend returned to the Kaibab National Forest area, just a few miles south of the Grand Canyon. The friend who accompanied him, reportedly under the influence of methamphetamines, fell asleep at 9 a.m. and didn't wake up until 5 p.m. He woke to find Justin gone, but didn't report him missing. Instead, he just hitched a ride back to Tusayan. On July 2nd, Justin's father reported him missing to authorities. A search of the area began, but never turned up any sign of the boy. The fact that Justin was very familiar with this area, as he had visited it 4 times before his disappearance, supports the suspicion that he may have been under the influence of something or run into bad luck. What is the likelihood that he got lost in familiar surroundings? Justin had run away from home before. His parents were divorced and his girlfriend lived out of state. Justin lived with his father in Tusayan. He was described as being able to come and go as he pleased. But at the time, and as the years have gone by, authorities have decided that it's more likely that there was foul play involved with his disappearance. If Justin was just lost, he could have followed any number of helicopters, which frequent the skies in this area, back toward the town. In 2014, as authorities continued to investigate Justin's disappearance, evidence came forward supporting the fact that Justin returned to the Mokai Lodge, near to where the friends and family initially entered the forest, after he was last seen. They never identified what exactly the evidence is. Whether Justin tried to hitchhike or got into a car with the wrong person or came across someone evil out in those woods, the outcome on that day in late June remains unknown. Adam Jones was last seen by his family in Gulf Breeze, Florida. So how is it that we know that the Grand Canyon is tied into his disappearance? 33 at the time, Jones left home around noon on March 31st of 2011. And drove his light blue Oldsmobile Delta 88. His plan was to travel west. Oddly, Jones only brought a laptop with him, no cell phone, personal belongings, or camping gear. Over a month later, on May 5, 2011, a park ranger with the Grand Canyon National Park found the abandoned Oldsmobile at the visitor center in the South Rim area. The visitor center is comprised of several parking areas leading to the center itself, the shuttle stop, a few stores and cafes, and a market plaza. Hikers can also access a few trails from this area. As far as the rim itself, visitors can walk right up to several outlooks to take in the amazing views. The ranger who found Jones' car notified his family, who then reported him missing. Inside the vehicle was an itinerary that laid out a route of travel, including stops in Denver and various California cities. But Adam would never make it that far. Several people die of falls at the Grand Canyon each year. Could Adam Jones be one of those people? Floyd Roberts III disappeared on June 17, 2016. And was reported missing the next day by Floyd's friend, Ned Bryant. Roberts and Bryant had planned a multi-day hike in a remote portion of the park, with Ned's daughter accompanying them, Madeline Bryant. The goal was to hike the western area of the Grand Canyon on the Shivwitz Plateau. The hike would take 9 days and the group would leave the Grand Canyon via Separation Canyon. The Shivwitz Plateau is comprised of the Hualupai Indian Reservation along the course of the Colorado River, which encircles the plateau. A section of the Shivwitz is at a low enough elevation with small hills and canyons to touch down onto the riverside. The Separation Canyon Trail has many opportunities for exploration, with Separation Peak being a favorite that offers views to the north and the south. Considered a moderately strenuous hike, Separation Canyon is noted by visitors to be hard to navigate and barely marked. Roberts was 52 when he went missing, and he was an experienced hiker. He hiked the canyon before. That day in June, he wore a red long-sleeved shirt, denim jeans, and Nike-free sneakers. He carried with him a large blue backpack, day pack, and sunglasses. Although Roberts was last seen near Kelly Tank heading towards Trail Canyon, he may have gone the route of Mile Canyon. The plan was for Roberts to split from Ned and Madeline when they reached the hill. They would meet up on the other side. With Roberts' experience, there was little doubt that he wouldn't make it to the other side. But when Roberts didn't show, the Bryants backtracked to look for him. They didn't find any sign of him at all. They decided to camp for the night. Roberts still didn't return the next day. So Ned and Madeline hiked to an area with cell reception and called in a missing persons alert. The six-day search effort took place during an excessive heat warning in the area. If Roberts had stumbled and was waiting injured somewhere, it may be possible that help would have not arrived in time for him. But the only thing that may have been a sign of Floyd Roberts passing through the area was a set of footprints, unable to be proven as his. No body or belongings was ever located, and as far as we know today, Floyd Roberts III never left that canyon. There's not a lot of information about Jang Hyun, who was 45 at the time of his disappearance. Authorities noted that he was thought to be in the Grand Canyon area on September 17, 2017. His vehicle was seen near the New Hance trailhead and later found abandoned at Moran Point. But no one knows what he was wearing or if he was with anyone. Moran Point is one of the most visited overlooks in the park, and it's hard to believe that no one got a good look at Jang or noticed him if he was in the area. The point offers breathtaking views of the Red Canyon and the Coronado Butte. There's no information on who exactly authorities spoke to, and no articles where Jang's family or friends were interviewed, but it's noted that he had no known plans to be in the area. If that's true, why did Jang take a trip to the canyon? Just to take in the views like everyone else? Or did he have an unfortunate misstep near the overlook point? In Navajo, Anusazi means both the Ancient Ones and Ancient Enemies. This group of hunter and gatherers were thriving in the Grand Canyon about 2,000 years ago, and their disappearance is without a doubt one of the most confusing and oldest cases. The Smithsonian dates the Anusazi culture back to as early as 1500 BC. They moved their settlements into caves along the cliffs around 1250 BC and were known as skilled basket weavers and potters. From the way this population took charge of their surroundings and comfortably settled in 600 feet above the canyon floor, it's obvious that the Grand Canyon's harsh environment didn't cause them too much worry. At the end of the 13th century, the Anusazi fled the area, and no one was quite sure why. Their settlements were abandoned, apparently abruptly, as some areas were still under construction or very newly built. Experts are unsure why the Anusazi left their homeland in Arizona. Theories include climate change, topsoil erosion, hostility from new arrivals, a prolonged drought, and the encroachment of the Mesoamerican cultures. There are many possibilities, but no clear answer. Some archaeologists and anthropologists believe that the Anusazi were so diverse they simply split up and became many different tribes. But the decision to completely abandon such a beautiful, solid dwelling place is an odd one, if that's what really happened. The most recent case of a missing person in the Grand Canyon National Park is that of Charles Lyon, a 49-year-old who was last seen on June 10th in the Tusayan Hotel. His car was found the next day near Lapan Point, a cliff area of the park that offers stunning views of slopes and valleys. The fact that it was parked along the rim and not at the point itself has led authorities to refer to the vehicle as abandoned. Lyon was 6'3", weighed 177 pounds, and looked to be in decent shape. Visiting from Texas, Lyon is thought to have been unaccompanied. On June 11th, park services began searching with both ground teams and helicopters in the area. 3 months later, in September 2021, the Park Service stated that they were scaling back the search, though it would be in a limited and continuous mode. For the National Park Service, this means focusing less on searching the ground and more on public outreach. Search efforts of the area will take place during regular backcountry patrols and regularly scheduled helicopter flights. These are just some of the missing person cases that are still active in Grand Canyon National Park. Most searches, like the one for Floyd Roberts III, are noted by the Park Service to be in a limited and continuous mode. But what that appears to mean is that authorities are no longer actively looking, just hoping to stumble across remains or belongings, as they have in the past. However, there have been several surprising instances of missing persons in the area being found alive and well. Did any of the people on the list do a total 180 and decide to start a new life, disappearing into the crowds on a busy tourist day? Or is it more likely that they got a little too close to the famous rim of the canyon and fell to an area with no visibility and little travel? Unfortunately, it's been pointed out over the years that the Grand Canyon isn't an unusual spot for those who want to end their lives to go. In fact, Drake Kramer, who went missing on January 31st of 2015, is thought to be one of them. Although no trace has ever been found of Kramer, he was believed to be suicidal at the time. No matter the cause, it's always a little surprising when someone can just vanish into thin air. After all, it could be you or a close friend or a relative who goes out of sight for only a moment, never to be seen again. But it's important to remember that in an area as massive as the Grand Canyon, there are so many ways to disappear. And in this harsh but beautiful environment, there are so many ways to die.